Following up a hit record is a challenge for any band. But when that album was Dark Side of the Moon, it was nearly impossible. But Pink Floyd were able to keep going with Wish You Were Here, released on this date, September 12, 1975, as we look back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. They were still adjusting to life as superstars when they entered the studio in January of 1975. But tensions between Roger Waters and the rest of the band, particularly David Gilmour, would cause issues. They had exhausted all of their material to date, so the new record needed to be composed from scratch. The inspiration for Wish You Were Here was Roger Waters' heartbreak over the self-imposed exile and mental decline of the band's founding member and original leader, Syd Barrett. Feelings of alienation and disillusionment brought on by the material affected the entire band. There wasn't much interaction or collaboration, and the frustration in the studio led to many fights, especially between Roger Waters and David Gilmour. The band was so disconnected from the material that the song Have a Cigar was sung by someone from outside the band. During the recording sessions at Abbey Road, the subject of the album, Barrett himself, made an unannounced appearance. It had been years since anyone in the band had seen him, and he was totally unrecognizable.
I came into the studio. There was this guy standing there in a gabardine raincoat, large bloke, and I had no idea who it was. Finally, I think it was David who said, Nick, do you know, recognize him? And I think I either shrugged my shoulders or at some point Dave sort of put me out to my misery and said, it's it.
Overweight with a shaved head, which only led to a deeper depression within the band. By the summer, the album was complete and was one of the most highly anticipated albums of the year. Initial reviews were mixed, but the album would hit the top of the charts and sell 6 million copies in the U.S. alone. But the seeds were planted for Roger Waters' eventual departure from the group. It was the first stop on the road from success to the end of Pink Floyd, and it happened on this date, September 12, 1975, with the release of Wish You Were Here, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. How are we?